welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 766. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Kansas City band Holden Ave. The song is called Misfire. It's on the band's new album, Cenotaph, which came out September 10th of last year, self-released. I was at work the other day at Mills Records, and my boss just handed me this on CDR and said, "Do you know this band?" And I said, "I don't, but I'll give it a listen." And I'm glad I did. It's indie rock, got a little bit of emo in there as well. It's very well put together. Seems like the project of one person, but I know nothing about this band. I'd like to know more. Anyway, I got music for you this week. We're going to keep playing it. We're going to visit in here with a favorite of the podcast. This is Dom Mariani and the song World on Its Head.
Caring condition when you are around.
on that song, wasn't it? That was Matt Pryor from the Get Up Kids with the song Maria. That's on his new album, Matt Pryor and the Salt and Sea, which he put out on November 14th on his own Night Shoes Syndicate. He's based out of here in Kansas City. Put that on vinyl, and that's where I've been listening to it, and it sounds great. Great melodies, just great song craft, great production. Everything about it sounds really good, much better than I expected it to be. I'm not sure exactly why. Give that one a listen. I think you'll fall in love, too. Before that, Dom Mariani with the song World on Its Head. That's from his album, Apple of Life, which came out October 31st of last year on Alive Natural Sound. He's based out of Perth, Australia. And you know him from DM3, from Stim, so many other bands that are power pop that I love. And this one definitely fits into that same realm as well. So two great songs there. Let's continue on here. I've got something from Locals Company Retreat. The song is called Perfect Vision.
Resist!
That is Control Freaks from San Francisco and the song Pathetic. That's on the band's album TV Generation, which came out September 15th of last year on Sweet Time Records. An excellent punk rock record there. Every song, big hooks, and just good through and through. And then before that, Locals Company Retreat with the song Perfect Vision. That's on the band's album Hidden Curriculum, which came out September of the previous year, 2023. Self-released, though I picked that one up on vinyl a few weeks ago when I saw them play at Hillsiders. And I don't know how I missed that album, but I'm glad I rectified that one, picked that one up. Again, another catchy one full of great songs. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I'm going to jump in the Wayback Machine for this next one, take you back to 1979 and Lena Lovitch with the song Angels.
Never.
And we'll end that set there with Ad Asta Per Aspera from Lawrence, Kansas. That's the song Rip It Up. That is the B-side of the Danger Bird Blues EP. That's a 7-inch I picked up a few weeks ago in Love Garden. And coincidentally, that was released on Love Garden Records back in 2008. Everyone's favorite noisy little indie rock band. I miss most of their run. It was the few years that I wasn't living in Kansas City. I'm sad about that. But I do have the 7-inches to keep me happy. And before that, we heard from Lena Lovitch with the song Angels. That was on her second album, Flex, that came out in 1979 or 1980 here in the States on Stiff Records. Saw Lena Lovitch a few months ago and put on such a wonderful show, and I really loved that song, and then realized I did not have that album. So I rectified that, and now I can share it with you here. However, I see I'm out of time, so we need to wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 766, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, some good things coming up. Sequence Before Noon is happening at Black Box on the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th. That is the musical from Nan Turner of Nan and the One Night Stands. On the 16th, Spine is at the Bottleneck, and Bowie Tribute happens at Record Bar on the 16th, 17th, and then again on the 23rd and 24th. Daniel Gum plays the 21st at White Schoolhouse, Thighmasters at the Replay on the 23rd, Nico Case plays the Uptown on the 24th, Agriculture is at the Record Bar on the 34th, while Virga is at the Bottleneck that night. Looking over at the website, lots of new things out there, photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Hope House benefit that featured Deco Auto and so many other bands, as well as the Advanced Bass, Kristen Dalen, and Empty Moon show that happened at Farewell, and then also all of my best of lists there, best local releases, best albums, best singles, and even the best shows I attended in 2025. So visit the website to figure all that out. All right, I got one more for you here, another local band. This is Missouri Executive Order 44, and the song is called Wearing a Car, and is on an aptly named two-song 7-inch called Two Songs. Digitally, it came out December 5th of last year on The Ghost is Clear, though the vinyl is not quite out yet, though it should be in my hands any day now. So winning things here with the crazy hardcore that is Missouri Executive Order 44. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.